live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville Sports Original.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
On WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here's Johnny.
And happy Tuesday, everyone. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Zach Williams making sure everything runs great for the next 2 hours. If you'd like to be a part of the show, first two segments, open phones to weigh in on everything from Major League Baseball to the NFL, the Preds, whatever is on your mind, 615-844-5600. Coming up around 4:35, Kayla Anderson, award-winning sports reporter, sports anchor with News 2 here in Nashville. Also, just after 5, Barrett Salee with our weekly visit. Barrett, not only a national college football writer with CBSSports.com, he is a co-host on SiriusXM College Sports Channel 84. And then around 5:35, Mike Organ, probably celebrating 35 years with the Tennessean, longtime friend as well. Mike Organ, columnist, reporter with the Tennessean, will be a part of the show as well. I'm going to ask you a big question, Zach. Are you familiar with Ted Nugent?
Of course.
Music, not politics, but music-wise.
Yeah.
Because today kind of reminds me of just what the doctor ordered. And just as I was getting ready to say this, bam, in a 10-second period. I mean, going in with less than a minute to go in the third period, the Predators cruising 4-0. Arizona has scored back-to-back goals within 10 seconds. So they're now...
It's close it's one.
It's 4-2. I get it. But literally, 58 seconds remaining in the third period, Arizona scores. And then 10 seconds later, they score again. So it's 4-2. Luckily, the Predators had the four-goal cushion, though.
Yeah, I mean, you always love having a four-goal cushion. But, you know, it's funny because right as Georgia's show ended, he said, you know, he kind of had already said, oh, you know, congratulations to the Preds. They bounce back. And in my head, I thought, there's like four minutes left. I don't know. I don't know if that was the best thing to say. But it all worked out. It finished, so.
You realize this is the same George Plaster that left in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves trailing the Pirates in a deciding game 2-0. That was the game that the Atlanta Braves came from behind to win in that last of the ninth, 3-2. But, oh, by the way. No fear. I have now brought good luck. The game is over.
So yeah.
Preds, even up this series with one game apiece. You wonder if this will have any kind of effect at all. You know, they take a break tomorrow before they return to action. But you wonder with this win by the Predators, good thing for them. But Arizona, like, it'd be different if you, like, uh-oh, we just got spanked 4-0. But now you open up the door for a little hope there. With this, you know, them that they scored, you know, two goals in the final 58 seconds.
You know, I don't know if they really garnered any hope from that. That's just more or less they were able to, they saw the Preds lack just a bit and they accomplished, you know, two goals. But I don't think that's not going to give them the motivation. They are still getting a loss and that's still going to hurt them anything. And if anything, you're going to see, you know, the Preds have the motivation because they've shown one, they could come out and for, you know, 98% of the game, yeah, they could shut a team out and play good enough hockey to, one, stay out of the box, which obviously we saw right off the rip. I believe it was Johansson who ended up in the box, but they played enough hockey that they're going to be able to stay up on a team and, you know, put the goals in when they need it. They got a fluke goal that went through, but, you know, still that three solid goals that went through and the fourth was just to boot, but still, I mean, they played a great game of hockey. They were physical. At first they looked like they were floundering a little bit. In my opinion, they seemed like they couldn't get together. There was a lot of colliding between gold jerseys, But it ended up, I mean, this is what they needed. They needed a bounce back win like this. And I'm not worried about, if you didn't watch the game and, you know, you just saw the score, you're like, oh, well, this is a little bit closer. But I'm not worried about the two goals.
No,
so
they controlled it for 59 minutes and 2 seconds, except for there was a moment there in the first 20 minutes and give Saros all kinds of credit there. One of the incredible saves. By the way, I misspoke. They're playing again tomorrow. So yeah. We're talking about tomorrow, the second of three consecutive days of playing.
Yeah, and now the question comes up is, you know, you talked about that first 20 minutes. UC was getting just beat up there at the first. I mean, they were just keeping the puck all around, you know, the goal, and he was just taking all kinds of shots and doing some really impressive goaltending. And so you wonder, in a game like this where he did have to play that sort of hockey, you wonder if next, you know, tomorrow, are they going to give him the call again, or do you see Pekka come in? I was a little surprised they didn't, you know, in this game being up by 4.
I think you go with Saros.
I think you do too.
But here's the thing. I'm going to say it right now. Whoever wins tomorrow is going to win it, because remember, today was the first of three consecutive days of playing. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins tomorrow is going to win on Thursday.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I would hope that, you know, the Preds can just go out and score it all the way through here now, but it's going to be interesting to see how both, you know, especially now with Arizona, their goalie left injured, a possible concussion, so we may not see him tomorrow as well. I wonder how the goalie situation is going to play out for not only this series, but just through the entirety of you know, all the playoffs, just with these back-to-back games.
All right, so today, you know, this just shows you sports world, real life, whatever the case may be, the tale of two cities. Two individuals are celebrating birthdays today. And boy, each of these individuals, you've got the one end of the spectrum to the other, you know, what they're thinking today. And I'm going to throw out the two names, and you tell me why. first one, Leonard Hamilton, head coach of the Florida State men's basketball program. He turned 72, and he looks nothing, by the way, like 72. I mean, he literally looks like he's still in his 50s. I bring him up because of all the teams, 340-plus teams playing Division I basketball, you know, if I threw this out there, nobody paying attention, who has the number one recruiting class at this time for men's basketball for the upcoming season? You would hear a lot of Dukes, a lot of Kentuckys, a lot of North Carolinas, a lot of Kansases, you know, being thrown out as answers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Florida State. Florida State right now has the number one recruiting class in the country for men's basketball. Is that hard to believe? Is that strange?
I mean, you know.
They're doing a great job. Look, I thought the season we just completed that ended prematurely. Remember, Florida State, regular season champs as far as the ACC, Florida State to me had an outstanding opportunity with their team to make a long run in March Madness. And unfortunately for them and everybody else, you know, this season ended prematurely. But yeah, so that's one end of the spectrum. Guess who else is celebrating a birthday? And I don't know how much celebrating is going on. That would be one Mike Soroka, who turns 28 today.
Happy birthday. Here's in the torn Achilles.
This may be one of the, you know, look, this is day one of a journey. And this is certainly, you know, for someone to be in the position that he's in anyway, to be an ace of a team in the major leagues, he's had some obstacles. To get to there, you're not just going to have just a perfect run to be in this position. So he's faced obstacles before, but you could just see, like, the disappointment on Freddie Freeman. I mean, here the Braves, you know, you call to the bullpen because of the emergency relief effort there. Freddie Freeman just leaves the field and sits in the dugout. So just distraught by the news.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought, too, was thinking, okay, in a normal season, we would be, if you're the Atlanta Braves, be looking for, okay, who's out there? Who can we get? Who can we trade for? But, you know, right now, I mean, I'm feeling like it is still possible to finish this major league season. But every week, last week the Marlins, this week the Cardinals. I mean, so you start wondering, what that means. Are we going to get through this season or not? So if you're the Braves, do you make a trade only to find out that you didn't need that person this year?
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. Not just talking about his career too now, because this is, you know, you just got to think about physicality. You know, this is something that you can't rush this at all, because the second time that this is torn, I mean, you're basically done. And where he is and what he does with that push off foot, you have to, you know, that's the Achilles is a very important part of your body when
you're
pitching.
A right-hander, if you're a righty, and the worst part about it, I mean, we're not talking about, I mean, it'd be something like if you're pushing your lawnmower up the hill. I mean, that kind of push off. It was just strange for, and you knew immediately too. I was listening to Watts and Brown talk about it earlier on George's show. And you know the difference between a turned ankle and the Achilles issue. And you could just see by his foot and how it reacted, your first thoughts, that's Achilles.
Yeah.
And you know, and the other part, remember, too, is the fact that you didn't have the prolonged time as far as in this case, summer camp, right? And so what happens, you know, if you have a weakened calf muscle, weakened calf muscles lead to torn Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder how much, you know, how much stretching, how much did they do? You just don't know. Did you do too much? Did you do things to weaken the calf muscle or that area of the leg? I mean, there's all those are the what ifs, but just really, really wish him a speedy recovery, because if you're a fan of the Braves, knowing you have Mike Soroka and Max Fried at the top of that rotation and just their demeanor, you felt excited about what the future holds, and I still do. I mean, Mike Soroka should be able to recover from this, but the part that, you know, the biggest thing for him, not just the physical challenge, is for him to mentally have faith in his body healing properly.
Yeah, and, you know, there's the sports medicine, and just really medicine in general, right, has advanced so much that even in the last 5 to 10 years, you're seeing guys with torn ACLs be able to come back and act like nothing ever happened again. You know, this isn't the year of Derrick Rose tearing his ACL, and then he's a completely different guy. He never got the,
right,
you know, the new surgery or anything. So hopefully it does come back, but the mental side's a big part of it. But, yeah, it's a scary thing, and you hate to see that young player.
Rose was the knee, though.
Yeah, his ACL. Yeah, his was his ACL. But yeah, I'm saying just where they've come so much from that joint, those kind of things. Because you put this, where for pitchers especially, you could put this in that same kind of category with an ACL or something like that, because it's just, it's your pivoting, it's your moving, it's your pushing, it's everything. So,
well, if you weaken your calf, then it could either lead to a torn ACL or, in this case, a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
That whole, everything right there is so important. And, you know, there's a fine line. If one is strong, you have too much strength in, say, your calf, then it also puts more pressure on that's why it's so important to keep the upper part of your leg and your knees strong and your lower leg strong, too. So,
well, and this is the thing, too, that, now I'm not saying this is the case, but, you know, this could be a bit of the quarantine kind of setting in to where maybe he wasn't doing the workouts properly or where he was with his stretching or anything
very good
like
point.
That.
Absolutely. That's absolutely the case, and it's once again, if you're the other leagues, if you're a professional, amateur, whatever the case may be, these are all learning opportunities for all the athletes out there to be paying attention to injuries that occur like this case, in this case, and ways to prevent them for yourself as well. So, but really sad news. The Grizzlies, now we'll have Eric Hasseltine, the voice of the Grizzlies, on our show tomorrow after the game. Grizzlies back in action coming up tomorrow. And, it's almost like forget about thinking you're just going to wrap up the 8 seed now if you're the Grizzlies without having to play a play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like now there's going to be a play-in game. It's going to be a question whether or not you're the 8 seed or if you're the team in the play-in game to play the 8 seed. Amongst those three or four teams, there's going to be a play-in game now.
Tennessee sports just not doing good in the bubble.
No, not at all. All right, let's take a quick phone call to get us started before we go to break. Jeff in the Borough, happy Tuesday to you.
How's it going, Ballpark? How you doing?
Hey, you know, anytime I can brag about Florida State and men's basketball, yeah, especially with all those blue bloods out there.
You're a Florida State alum, but you don't care about football with men's basketball now. Is that it, Ballpark?
You know why I like it? This is one of the things that's consistent about Florida State athletics. is the class act that Leonard Hamilton is. And so with all the changes, all the things that have gone on at Florida State, I can always count on Leonard Hamilton.
And you know where he came from, correct?
Oh, yeah, I know.
He was on Joe B. Hall's staff.
Absolutely.
Joe B. Hall's staff, Kentucky.
So you could be celebrating, too, because of this success.
I don't have no problem. He's a good coach. I mean, he's done a good job at Florida State. I ain't got no problem with that. But number one recruiting classes don't mean you're going to win championships.
Well, you have to admit, though, they were the ACC regular season champs this year. Knowing that you've got Duke and everybody else there, that is saying something.
That's true, but if it meant that Kentucky'd have four or five.
Don't steal my joy now. Come on. It's the little things. It's the little baby steps, all right? Don't steal my joy there, Jeff.
I'm not saying, but they probably have a good team this year. If we have a basketball season, I know one of the senior vice presidents of the NCAA thinks we're going to have one. Thinks we'll have a full basketball season, so I hope we do. So I hope we have a full, I hope we have a from November to March, hoping, and I hope we play a tournament this year. We don't have to worry about some virus to keep from playing. Because we know if that had been the football playoff, it had been played. They wouldn't have food, no. They wouldn't have canceled. So we do know that. If it had been the football playoff and the bowl games, they'd have played it. They wouldn't have said, well, we're not going to have it because of the virus. We'd have played it anyways because football is too much money in it, right? There's too much money in football.
You know, it's very easy to make statements like that when there's no way in the world to be able to say one way or the other if what you just said is correct.
Well, I'll just say this. Without the NCAA tournament, all these schools are dropping sports. I wonder why. I wonder why they're dropping sports. Because they ain't got the money from the basketball tournament. That's why they're dropping them.
I've never met them personally, but I've heard wonderful things about human life in that other universe.
Well, that's true. We've never met yet. That's true. Other universe. How are you gonna say
I'm incorrect? And oh, by the way, too, they love football. Just going to throw it out there. They love football, too.
That's true. I didn't want to congratulate the Predators on the win. I know they were up 4-0 with the bat.
Boy, they needed it. They absolutely needed it.
They're up 4-0. I guess that defense took a vacation the last 90 seconds. They just said la-di-dee and let them score two goals. I reckon one of them. I guess it doesn't matter when you got a lead like Crazy Charlie said. All you got to do is get a lead and hang on, right?
If you win by one goal or if you win by seven goals, guess what? It's still a W.
Well, yeah, it's still a W. We got Soros in goal, so Renee's still the backup. The future Hall of Famer is still a backup, so I guess he can sit on the bench. He can sit on the bench, I reckon, games 3 through 5. So we'll see what happens. But they did win one and survive. I'll give them credit for that. They played a lot better than they did yesterday, so I will give them credit for that. But if it'd been me, I'd have played really the first two games. I wouldn't be playing 74, be on the bench.
I remember now, today is Tuesday, Jeff. So on Tuesday, is always, it seems like throughout this entire things that we've been going through now for 4+ months, Tuesday is usually the day that I need a little pick-me-up, right? So today, I need you and whoever calls in at least one positive thing. I know now it may be tough today for you, but one positive thing to end this conversation with.
Not too tough. The Cubs are 8-2 in first place in the Appalachian League Central.
Chicago Bears are
in first place, so we're in first place in the Appalachian. We're going for the Appalachian League title, the rookie league title. We're going for it. We're 8-2. We won 4 in a row, so they got shut out last night by Mr. Mills, seven innings of 3-hit baseball. So another good night for the Cubs. And Chris Bryant comes off his stomach ache, and it's a double and a home run. So that's pretty good, having a stomach ache 3 or 4 days and coming out and get 2 hits. So that's pretty good. The Black Bears are. I think they're going to play the St. Louis. I don't know what their nickname is, but we'll play some team in St. Louis on Friday.
Was that a little bit of a jab that he was out because of a stomach ache? Was that a little bit of a jab?
I'm assuming it's a stomach ache. Yep, stomach ache. He's been out for three. Well, we didn't need him, though. We still won, so we didn't need him.
Well, you don't want him to embarrass himself running the bases in white pants now, do you?
No, we don't want him to do that now. We don't want him to mess up Wrigley Field. Beautiful. We don't want to mess up Wrigley Field, as beautiful as that is, so. We definitely don't want that. But now, I do feel for your Braves ballpark about Soroka getting hurt, because I know the pitching looks like it's kind of thin with Fulton Davis being let go. Well, not let go, but I know he's down in minor leagues right now, so it doesn't look too good for the Braves as far as the pitching. But if you want a pitcher back, you can always have Craig Kimbrell if you want to, because we don't want him. He walks four men and hits a guy, so If you want him back, you can have him back. We'll give him to you for 50 cents and a coke.
No, I think we're good, especially knowing that Will Smith is going to do a simulation on Thursday, and if everything goes well, he's expected back sooner rather than later. So, no, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, well, I figured you probably wouldn't want him back, but now you do play Toronto the next couple nights. I don't know who they play this weekend, but now it's another we got 10 games down for the Cubs and 50 games to go in the Appalachian League season. See if we can get a minor league title. We got some good prospects though. Baez and Bryant's pretty good prospects. Might move up in the system. You never can tell. But hang in there, guys. Have a good one. Hang in there.
Hey, appreciate that. So he's not really taking the Major League Baseball season that seriously, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, he's been all over the station saying that, so I don't, you know. Yeah, it's either you have it or you don't, you know? That's your options for everybody, yep. Not just Jeff.
You know, the bottom line, it's here, all right?
Yeah, it's here. Enjoy it. What are you seeing that's different? Just the fact, I can have this argument with anybody. If you're telling me that you need to love baseball because it's 162 games, you're lying, because that's not what makes baseball great. What makes baseball great is the game.
Well, for me, you know, growing up a Braves fan, I mean, I remember when the Braves were playing games at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, and the kind of fans we're seeing, although they're cardboard, the kind of fans we're seeing now is similar to what I remember what the Braves used to be like back in those really lean years in the 70s. So this is like, you know, just the fact they've had a little bit more success since then. I get that, especially with the 14 straight years of division titles. But, yeah, I hope the Braves can overcome. You know, I'm more concerned about the mental blow for, you know, from losing your ace. I mean, mm-hmm. think about a football team losing their starting quarterback, or any baseball team, in this case, losing their main starting pitcher. Now this means now other people have to step up their role, and one of those individuals who did better the last time out in Kyle Wright, you know, it's individuals like that going to have to step up their game.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it's all of it's going to have to step up, you know.
All right. 615-844-5600. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. It's busy as expected here on 24, especially up by Shelby, up passing the football stadium. Now there's a wreck 24 eastbound out near Bell Road that's just reported. Still working a crash in the 5200 block of Cambridge Road. Watching it pick up on 40 east at 840 headed out towards Wilson County, towards Lebanon. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chung, your on-time traffic.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. 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 There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration says while teens enter the road with lots of excitement and good intentions, they also have the least experience behind the wheel. Combine this with texting and the situation can turn dangerous quickly. Remind your teens, stay alive, don't text and drive. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area, specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration wishing everyone a safe end of summer and back to school season.
It's It's the Bill King Show.
College football just loves to tinker with things that aren't broken. I don't get it. And of course, anytime these folks are interviewed by the media does not have the horsepower to question it, or they're just mind-numbed robots and they won't question it because they can't think through. I don't know what it is.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Listen live online to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks, with you along with Zach Williams, 615-844-5600. Once again, coming up a little bit later this hour, Kayla Anderson, sports reporter and anchor with News 2, WKRN here in Nashville. Also, just after 5, Barrett Lee will join us with CBSSports.com. He's also a co-host on SiriusXM College Sports Channel 84. Back to the Grizzlies, you know, the fact with their loss, that was disappointing because they lose to the Pelicans, a team that they needed to win. So you go back, and they had their opportunities in all three of these games. But the problem now is, you know, we just assumed normally in normal years, if you're the 8 seed, then bam, you take on the 1 seed. However, with this, you know, the 8-game stretch to the finish, if you're the 8 seed, you have to be 4 games or better ahead of the team in the 9th position. Well, that's not the case now. So here we are, 5 games to go. The Grizzlies have a 2-game edge over Portland and San Antonio. And then now with that loss to the Pelicans, their lead over the Pelicans is 2.5 games. And, oh, by the way, even Sacramento in play as well, as the Grizzlies only 3 games ahead of them. And now even Phoenix, they're within 3.5. Now, if you're in that position where you're 3 or 3.5, your chances are not very good, especially with all the teams ahead of you. But realistically now, Grizzlies, Trailblazers, Spurs, Pelicans, you know, those are the 4 teams that are going to be two of those, they're going to be those 2 play-in teams. The question will be, what's the combination?
Yeah, you just hate it for the Grizz because they had a chance to control their own destiny in a sense where they didn't have to worry about anyone else winning or losing. And now they're in a situation where they got to hope for a Spurs and Pelicans loss to kind of booster and them winning, obviously, but to them to be bolstered up a little bit more to have a chance where they don't have to do the play-in game. But the way it's all coming in, it seems like they're going to have either a play-in game or worst case scenario, they just keep losing. And then you're talking about a whole different thing here where they're the under team that's trying to get into the play-in game.
And tomorrow they take on the Jazz. And, oh, by the way, a Jazz team that is 17 games above 500. The interesting part, too, the Grizzlies, Ja Morant and company, I mean, they were rocking and rolling, too. I mean, they look good as far as in the lead-in with these scrimmages leading into this restart.
Yeah. It's just a strange situation that it seems like they can't, because it's not like they're getting blown out or they're not in these games either. No. They just aren't able to close it out. And so you're wondering what's that missing flavor, what's that missing piece for them to just be able to shut the door on these games and get enough of a lead where they're not having to fight back at the final minute or the final 2 minutes.
By the way, coming up tonight, 5:55 for the pregame first pitch at 6:10. The Atlanta Braves 7-4. Last night they lose their first home game, so they're now 5-1 at home. But tonight they take on the Toronto Blue Jays, a team that's 3-4. But guess what? Toronto, all 3 of their wins have been on the road away. So we'll see how this all plays out tonight. Max Fried, certainly now with you, with Mike Soroka going down and now out for the rest of the year with a torn Achilles, Max Fried is now your ace, and he's pitched outstanding so far. In 11 2/3 innings, 12 strikeouts. He's scattered 5 hits, allowed only 3 walks. His ERA 2.31. And so he's taking on Matt Shoemaker tonight for Toronto. But once again, we'll have the action right here 5:55 as far as the pregame is concerned, with first pitch at 6:10. Coming up, a chance to talk Titans, Preds, and more with Kayla Anderson with News 2 here in Nashville. This segment brought to you by friends with Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Great for everything from birthday gatherings, hanging out with friends and family, at the same time doing it with the safe precautions that Strike and Spare, and not just here in the Middle Tennessee area, but all their locations as well. But check them out. Don't forget the enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, the Tusculum area, and Murfreesboro. And as we've been mentioning all along for the past few months, Murfreesboro, they're expanding their operations now. And if you like their Facebook account for the Strike and Spare Murfreesboro, you can see the developments with the pictures being posted as well. That will be expected to be completed later this summer in the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall. And once completed, they're going to have the similar attractions that you now find at the enhanced experience in Hendersonville. Now, for more information, you can go online, strikeandspare.com. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Good afternoon. It's busy here on the South Loop, the West Loop, a crash in Hermitage over on Smith Springs Parkway, working wreck 24 eastbound at Bell Road. It is over to the side. It's just now starting to pick up now on Ellington Parkway going outbound, and it's getting busy 65 down into Brentwood. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 85 with a north-northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 85. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show, every weekday afternoon on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. As a reminder, coming up just after 5, Barrett Salee, National College Football writer with CBSSports.com. He's also a co-host on SiriusXM College Sports Channel 84. If you're just getting in your car, the Nashville Predators. Just what the doctor ordered. They were up 4-0 with less than a minute to go. Arizona two meaningless goals. It was the Predators now evening up this series, best 3 out of 5, with their 4-2 victory. And they'll be back in action tomorrow. It's today was the first of 3 consecutive games for Nashville versus Arizona. We'll talk about that now as Kayla Anderson, award-winning sports reporter and anchor with News 2, WKRN-TV here in Nashville, joins us. Kayla, hope you're having a great day and welcome.
Yeah, I was definitely enjoying that game. And while I would have liked to have seen UC Saros with the shutout, his first in the postseason, you know what? I guess you can't have everything, right? So a 4-2 win, we'll take it.
You know, I was throwing this out earlier with the win now. Tomorrow, to me, especially when you're talking about back-to-back-to-back games, tomorrow, I just feel like whoever wins tomorrow will have a huge edge in this series to the point where I can really see where tomorrow's winner will end up winning the series.
Yeah, that's what's so different about a 5-game series compared to a 7-game series. With those 7-game series, you have a little bit more time for that momentum to shift, whereas in this series, I think you're right. With whoever wins tomorrow's game, I really think that they finish out the series, which goes to the point of how important this is now for the Nashville Predators to find some consistency, and that's something that they have not done a good job of this season. We've seen how much of a roller coaster ride it has been throughout the season, and I know this is just one series, but, you know, from one game to the other, they need to be able to find some sort of consistency here.
And the things that you like to see, for example, Nashville had more shots on goal. They had more hits. They won. It was almost they doubled and as far as winning the faceoffs. Nashville today 41 compared to Arizona's 21. And it was Arizona with more penalty minutes as well. Those are you want to be on the good side of all four of those stats right there.
Yeah, and it was crazy because Arizona actually was out shooting the Preds by a great amount in that first period. And while they were able to get on the board early in this one, it looked like Arizona was just getting more shots on goal. And then they really settled down in that second period. And you have to give, you know, UC Saros so much credit for giving them the opportunity to kind of feel like they can go out there and create some offense, because he's been so solid in between the pipes. And I guess give a lot of credit, too, to some of the guys up front putting their bodies on the line. I mean, I will say the amount of blocked shots today was pretty incredible, and that just goes to show the team effort today. I think that's really what you have to put this win on. As great as UC was, as good as, you know, the Jofa line was, all three of them now scoring in this series, it was really just an overall great team win.
Well, the most important part, knowing, I mean, you knew it, I knew it, but most importantly, the team knew it as well. I mean, this was one of those things where it was, you're playing for the season, because if you fall behind 2-0, that's it. You're not going to win 3 straight in a best 3 out of 5. And so the fact that they not only get the win, but the fact that they jumped out, had the 2-0 lead after the first 20, 3-0 after the first 2 periods, I mean, that was what you were looking for. But at the same time, it opens up the door, because if you're, I don't care what team you're talking about, what sports you're talking about, there's still some learning opportunities. And so you give the coach or manager, whatever sport we're talking about, the opportunity to point out some things that you can correct. So you get the joy of the win. At the same time, you still have the attention of the players.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think that the thing that I enjoyed about this game is that they had that 3-0 lead, but I didn't feel like they really let up at all as a team. I mean, I do feel until the last minute of the game, which was disappointing. I wish they could have finished a little stronger, but for the most part, the entire game, they were up in this game, and they were still playing extremely hard, which at times we've seen the Predators, when they have the lead, not do that.
Right.
So now they're going to get the opportunity, because there is no time to really think about this one. It is kind of just moving on to the next one, but you're going to be able to see the things that you did right in this game, and hopefully that's you know, one of those good short-term memories where you can carry that over and not forget about those good things. And the only really bad thing that you need to forget about, and maybe it'll help them, is at the end with the Coyotes making that push, actually maybe it'll wake them up even more, saying, hey, look, we cannot let up at any point of tomorrow's game.
Kayla Anderson joining us once again. All right, so throughout the summer, we've had the opportunity through Zoom meetings, not only talking to head coach Mike Vrabel with the Titans, but various players as well, assistant coaches also. What has stood out for you the most as we've heard from the players and the coaching staff as far as their expectations and their approach in dealing with this adversity as they prepare to take it a couple of extra steps as far as 2020?
Yeah, I just think the leadership of this group is what has stood out to me. Now, I wasn't able to be on the calls yesterday with Byard and Janu and Taylor, but I was on the call with Ryan Tannehill last week, and I know some of the stuff, obviously, that they were saying yesterday in terms of how serious they're taking all of this, you know, just everything, the protocols. Everything that goes along with making this year different, this group is trying to get out in front of it so that they can be as successful as they can be headed into the season. But what stood out to me was something that Ryan Tannehill said last week when he was talking to us. And he said, you know, the word sacrifice. This team has to be willing to make some sacrifices
right
off the field this year. And it really struck me just the way he said it. You know, this is a team game, and it's about more than what we do on the field, especially in 2020. And just reminding the guys, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be tough when you go home. You can't do all these extra things that you're used to doing. But if we want to be successful as a team, if we want to be on the same page this season, we have to make those sacrifices. And I really thought that was a job well done, putting that message out right away from the leader on this team, Ryan Tannehill.
By the way, of all the players, and I'm thinking in the neighborhood of, what, 10 or so that we've had a chance to listen to and visit with and talk to, the surprise for me as far as the most mature answer about dealing with COVID-19 and keeping everybody healthy, and it's a surprise, but it's a good surprise because it shows us exactly what we need out of this individual, but it was Taylor Lewan. His newborn now today, I think it's 16 days counting today. Mm-hmm. And here's a guy saying, look, we're not college players. We're not high school players. We know what we're having to do. We know what our responsibilities are. And, you know, as far as, you know, staying safe, not going out and all those things. And he said for him, it's not going to be hard at all because he wants to protect his family and protect his newborn. And honestly gave one of the best answers that I've heard all summer.
Yeah, no, I think that Taylor Lewan has really showed us, you know, how much he's grown as not only a leader on this team, but just as a man, right? I mean, he has, you've seen him grow way more than I have. I mean, this is going into my fourth season covering the Titans, actually fifth, I think. But I've seen him just within the last few years, you know, step it up in certain aspects, but I think the biggest growth has been from this last season to this season.
Let's say the last 11 months. All right, let's don't give him too much credit now.
Yeah, I mean, but there's certain things. I think that he can come across as some people is rubbing people wrong, but I think if you understand him, I think you saw that this guy is a smart guy.
Right,
it just doesn't always come across that way, and now he's finally able to kind of, you know, come across that way is, okay, I am a leader. I know I can be a leader. I actually have to act that way now. And I think that was really great, you know, the stuff that he said. And it's true.
You know, the interesting thing, you brought up leadership, and we're talking about the leaders and the fact that, you know, it's really, it stands out to me is that, you know, it's not just three or four players that are leaders now in that locker room. I mean, every unit, they have multiple leaders per se. And what that tells me, everybody on the same page, they know what their goal is at the end of the year. So to get there, they're not thinking about winning the AFC title and winning a Super Bowl. They're thinking about what you have to do in winning each and every day. But it's not just three or four players trying to get everybody else to pay attention. we're talking about double-digit number of players who are taking on somewhat of a leadership role. I mean, hearing Jonnu Smith, talk yesterday and the growth that he's had since coming out of Florida International, for example. But the list goes on and on and on, because we were all concerned about, okay, now that you lose Delanie Walker and Jarrell Casey, Marcus Mariota, I mean, the list goes on as far as leadership in that locker room. You don't have to worry about that, because there's multiple players now taking on more responsibility from that standpoint.
Yeah, I think that those are the type of guys that John likes to bring into this locker room, are guys that kind of all believe in the same thing, right? I mean, they all believe in that hardworking mentality. And then when you're able to not only see that and them kind of buy into that, but then you're able to see these leaders grow out of it, I think that's the best part about this group. Because like you were saying, we were worried about a couple of these guys leaving, like Jarrell and Delanie. And then you just see these new leaders start to emerge, and some of them are really young. And they're still like out there and carrying themselves well and acting as leaders on this team. And you just can't ask for anything more out of this group. I haven't covered a ton of NFL teams, but I will say the leadership within that Titans locker room has always been really good. And it's really great to see it this year more than ever, Johnny, because that's when they're going to need it the most.
Kayla Anderson joining us. All right, your thoughts on Logan Woodside? I don't know how much you knew about Logan prior to having a chance to visit with him last week. And the fact that he's never attempted to pass an NFL game, well documented. Yeah. In fact, other than Ryan Tannehill, nobody on that roster has done so. But I could see why people would follow him. You know, he came across incredibly well, and I could see where he would gain the confidence of his teammates. And he has certainly, you would like to see him with more opportunities as far as preseason games, but that's not going to happen. So you'll have that chance as far as day to day, as far as training camp is concerned. But he really impressed me.
Yeah, we just don't hear a lot from him, right? Because he wasn't the backup. He was the backup to the backup. He was hurt at a good portion of last season, which was, we did find out, was his an injury on his throwing arm, and he looks to be good now. But, yeah, he was – I enjoyed him actually telling his story, because I didn't know a ton about him before, but he's gone through a lot of adversity in his football career. Every step from high school, where he had to transfer because they weren't going to let him be a quarterback, to college, where he had some, you know, hiccups and everything, and then finally finding a spot at Toledo where he was a starter and he was able to set a lot of records, which he still holds, and it kind of gave him that confidence, he said, going into this role with the Titans. And even though it wasn't specifically the backup role, he's done everything possible to bring knowledge about, you know, he knows about the offense. We've heard it from Arthur Smith firsthand, how much he sits there and studies films. I think even Arthur Smith said when he was hurt last season, he was kind of like a quasi like quarterback coordinator for them, you know, kind of helping them out, because that's how much this guy knows the offense and studies it and takes time to do everything he can to get this opportunity. And so now it's just about executing it. But from everything I heard from him, I was almost like, okay, I can see why the Titans want to give this guy a chance. Because they believe he can execute if called upon.
I mean, here's a guy, you're talking about his, the adversity that he has had to overcome. I mean, he's backing up Philip Ely at Toledo. Ely goes down with injury, so he's now the starter for an entire year. Ely's healthy, so then he gets redshirted, and he gets to watch because they wanted to protect him and give him the extra year. And then when he gets the chance, then he has to compete for the starting job with Ely now gone. And guess what? He wins the job, and he leaves Toledo as the MAC Player of the Year as far as offense. So, and this kind of same thing that happened to him there, he took that time and opportunity when he wasn't playing to learn as much as he could. He could have easily disappeared last year. Instead, he stuck around, paid attention, learned as much as he can, and now look, with this opportunity – you know, a thumbs up. He's the kind of guy that you really pull for, and you hope that this really works out well for him. Hey, Kayla, as always, we appreciate you so much. Do me a favor before we let you go, though. Remind everybody where they can keep up with all your coverage to, and also be able to like your stuff and show you love on social media.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at Kayla Anderson TV. And then you can also follow me on Facebook, WKRN, Kayla Anderson. Just go over there, give me a like, and always have some really great stuff in terms of every sports and local sports. So appreciate the follow.
And we want the followers to keep on adding up there because we want to make sure that you get ahead of Corey Curtis.
Exactly. That's
all
the
right.
Most important part.
Hey, stay safe. All my best to you and your family, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you again. That's Kayla Anderson once again with News 2 WKRN. Coming up, we'll wrap up hour number one. Still an hour to go, including visits with Barrett Salee with CBS Sports. Also, Mike Organ with the Tennessean and your phone calls, too. All coming up in hour number two right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. Watching traffic build here on 40 East coming through Mount Juliet, headed back out towards Lebanon and Wilson County. Traffic's on the increase out here as expected on all the major outbound routes. Latest wreck over in Madison is going to be tying up the 1200 block of Gallatin Pike. Traffic's picked up on Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville as well. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The final lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
Big story here. It looks like Bubba Wallace is going to have some options moving forward. In the last week, we've heard that Richard Petty Motorsports has an offer on the table that includes a partial ownership stake in the company and another possibility coming from Chip Ganassi Racing. This is unusual for the NASCAR Cup Series. Bubba is looking, of course, at all offers right now. Team owner Andrew Murstein said, quote, "I think Bubba is probably the most recognizable NASCAR driver now, other than Richard Petty. So we've probably got the two most recognizable names of the sport. It's a marketer's dream." All right, let's take a look at the top three NASCAR series point standings right now. Cup Series heading into a double Michigan weekend. Lots of racing on tap for you guys. 5-1, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, number four, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, last week's winner at number two, and Kevin Harvick still leads the bunch. In the Xfinity Series, they are going to Road America this coming weekend. Justin Haley at number five, Ross Chastain, Noah Gragson, Chase Briscoe, and Austin Cindric leads by just 4 points. Over in the Truck Series, they are joining the Cup Series at Michigan, 5-1. Brett Moffitt, Zane Smith, Christian Eckes, Ben Rhodes, and Austin Hill, a recent guest on the program, leads by 43 points. By the way, if you're looking for something to listen to this weekend, our podcast, The Final Lap Weekly, is going to feature an interview with Brandon Jones. Yeah, recent Xfinity Series winner. So check that out wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Final Lap.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, and live sports. News clips, trending bits, and timeless hits. It's Kim and Courtney, Seth and Jimmy, Hoda, Savannah, Fiona, and Shrek.
I'm an ogre!
It's the best of streaming and the best of TV. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles plus the English Premier League and Lone Order SVU streaming now. Content availability may vary over time. Some content requires paid upgrade.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Zach Williams. Once again, in case you missed it earlier, it was the Nashville Predators just after four today, finishing off Arizona in game two of this best three games out of five. So now the series is all tied up, one game apiece. And today was the first of three consecutive days of action for the Preds as they take on Arizona. But the best part, Zach, is the fact that we're talking about the 4-2 win. It was 4-0, by the way, with 58 seconds remaining when Arizona scored, and then 10 seconds later they were able to score again, a little too late. So congratulations to the Preds with their 4-2 win today over Arizona.
Your Absolutely. Thoughts? I mean, You got to throw in that caveat. Yeah, there might have been two goals up, but it was that was a dominant performance by the Preds all the way through. I mean, there were a couple hiccups, but for the most part, they went out there and they did their job on a bounce back game they really needed. And tomorrow is, I think you could say, just as important as this game was.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tomorrow you don't want to fall behind 2-1 with the best 3 out of 5. The Atlanta Braves, we'll see how they respond after their loss, their first home loss of the season, losing 7-2, but more importantly, losing their ace for the season, Mike Soroka, with a torn Achilles. This will be an interesting game to pay attention to. Bounce back game for the Braves as left-hander Max Fried takes the mound. 5:55 for the pregame with first pitch coming up at 6:10. All the action right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Hour number two on the way.
WPDQ, Franksboro. On air and online, Sports Radio.